Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Lunch Date with Sharia Farmer. I'm your host. I am actually solo today. I'm pre-recording because I will be traveling to Atlanta to prepare for my brother's wedding, which I'm extremely excited for. I'm getting an awesome sister in love. Excited to have an opportunity to spend time with my family, but also just to be able to celebrate love and the entrance into a union under God. So that's why I'm recording. As we talked about before, I probably will be doing a lot more recording because of my schedule, and live is a little more difficult for me. So one of the things I'm going to try to do my best is to still make sure that the show continues. And I just pre-record as much as possible. And in those cases where I can be live, I will be live, people. So let's talk about what the Lunch Date is. The Lunch Date is a show dedicated to social wellness, where we encourage taking an action, or excuse me, an active part in improving relationships by discussing healthy communication, setting boundaries, importance of positive social interaction, and so much more. So let's talk about what our subject matter for today is going to be. Well, initially it was going to be about marriage, but I realized that I had my husband on the show last week and we kind of chatted about a few things in relationships. So I want to save marriage conversations for when the two of us are together to do a show. So this show instead will be about breaking up and trying to get over a breakup in a way that can be healthy, as well as learning the lessons that are required of us in breaking up. So I'm gonna have some music playing in the background because I'm actually at my office today and there's some children running around and stuff, so I want to be able to drown them out without having them to change their lifestyle. So you guys will hear my Anthony Hamilton radio station in the background, so forgive me. I'll try to keep it low enough to cover them, but not too high to take up or take over the voice, my voice. So with that being said, like I said, today's show is going to be about breakups. I'm still going to do my other segments. Before we do that, I want you to make sure that if you have a question or want to make a statement, you can always hashtag RS Lunch Date and I'll be checking throughout the week. You can also email me on Facebook. You can like us, as well as you can ask questions on there as well. So that being said, let's get started with today's show. For the communication tip of today, I am going to talk about listening with our heart and mind. And what I mean by that is being able to control our emotions long enough for us to listen to the other party without feeling a response is necessary, or an immediate response is necessary. So, what I would like us to do in terms of learning how to communicate is to develop the skill of being able to receive information, hear information, and not have it have an immediate response that could cause a difficulty in your communication with someone. So, this isn't always negative or positive, or it could be negative or positive, because in most cases we think of negative encounters where we might not like what the person is saying, that the person is making us angry or upset. However, this can also happen when someone's sharing really good news or really sharing what their experience was in a positive way. And sometimes we want to jump in and just be like, "Oh, I'm so excited for you. Congratulations." And one or two words saying that I'm hearing your celebration, I'm acknowledging your celebration, is all good up until the fact that they may not be able to complete their whole story around how they're feeling. And I think it's important that even when we're communicating good news or bad news, we take the time to listen and listen with the fullness of our heart, but also in a respectful way that says we're processing what you're sharing with us. So remember, although it seems very simple, listening will always be one of the most important things when it comes to communication. For next week, or actually, I'm not sure. I believe next week I may be traveling as well. No, I think next week will be live. But next week I wanted to talk about being able to communicate that you're still hurt and knowing that even though you're hurt, it doesn't mean that you're going to try to hurt another person in the conversation or in the communication. You're actually going to acknowledge your hurt, and I guess I'm doing it anyway. You acknowledge your hurt and give yourself the space you need to be able to process that hurt and come back to the conversation. So those are two tips, and I'll probably go into a little bit more detail about the second one later on, or later sometime this month or next month, because I think it's really important when it comes to communication for us to listen and listen with our hearts, but also listen with a level of respect to the person needing to process or vent and get all the information out for you to be able to respond appropriately. So I hope that makes sense. Again, you can follow us on a number of different social medias, and I will try to make sure this week, because I didn't remember to put them up last week, I'll try to make sure I put them within the writings in terms of being able to follow us or to be able to like us on Facebook. Again, hashtag RS lunch date is always going to be throughout the week at any other social medias, and I will be checking on them myself. So let's talk about a relationship with me and something that we discuss every week on this show for those who are new to us is how most of us struggle with making ourselves a priority. We get in the way of we get so used to taking care of others and doing things for other people that sometimes we forget the priority of ourselves and making sure that we are nurtured for, cared for, and loved for. And being able to truly love yourself is a strong foundation to be able to be in any type of relationship. So each week we do what is considered a relationship with me, and we talk about things that deal with either self-care, loving yourself, and other kinds of ideas that have to do with really increasing or being positive towards how you see yourself. So this week, part of the conversation that we're going to have in the main topic is about breakups. And part of what happens is sometimes we lose ourselves in our relationships. And in losing ourselves in our relationships, we tend to in sync so much that we are one, that we forget that we have an individual way of taking care of ourselves. And so this week's tip for a relationship with me is being able to acknowledge your own needs in any of your relationships. And that's not just intimate relationships. It's our family, it's our friends, it's our workplace. It's multiple relationships where we don't acknowledge what our needs are. And as a result, people tend to either dictate what they believe we need or try to force on you what they need in a relationship. So it's important that you acknowledge exactly what it is that you need to be taken care of in a relationship and what your boundaries are as it relates to whatever type of relationship you're in. So what I mean by that is there are some things that I just absolutely, and okay, I'm going to give an example. I for a long time worked with young men between like 14 and 20, somewhere in that age group, depending on what type of group or therapy I was working with. And one of the things that I was first told when I went in for the interview and also for before I started the group was that get ready for your men to be extremely aggressive verbally and to say offensive things and to really just use language that you may not be used to or you're used to and you just aren't comfortable with. And one of the things I said during the interview was, so it's not okay for me to set my boundaries according to what I like to do, or is that the norm of the place? And they said, you can set a boundary, but you can't have that expectation. And right there, I kind of was like, this is going to be interesting because that's not my approach to any treatment or any therapy that I do. I think that part of modeling, especially with adolescents, is modeling your behaviors according to, you know, teaching them that people have expectations and standards. And sometimes, depending on the relationship, affects when they don't live up to those standards, it could affect how they're being seen or even the level of respect that you should give someone based off of what their standards are and the relationship you want with them. So fast forward to me starting to run the groups. So we come up with our ground rules, and one of the ground rules and part of the ground agreements is what I like to call them. And one of the agreements was that I actually did not like the B word or the N word and to be said in my presence, and I also didn't like the F bomb. So there was three words that I required to be a part of our agreement, and I really made it clear that within our first meeting, and we developed a whole bunch of different other group agreements, and they all were excited about their own different agreements or what they put onto the list. And when it got to mine, a lot of them initially struggled. However, every single time initially when they crossed the boundary or messed up, I would actually say, hey, that's one of our agreements that that word won't be used in the group, and I think we're doing great without it. And I would actually encourage them to see that I'm having a difficult time with this and I need them to work on it. Within now, so I would say we started a group in January, just to make it easy in terms of math. I would say by no later than March, none of them were using any of those three words, because they also started to have a level of respect for me, but they also enjoyed the group. They enjoyed being in the relationship that we had as group members, and they also respected me as a part of that group. And so really what I'm saying here is that because I acknowledged what my need was in that specific relationship and example, it allowed for the people who were interacting with me to know my standard, and I never made them feel bad about who they were, made them feel bad about doing it, but it was a request from me, because I literally would tell them that it made me uncomfortable, and it also, depending on the word that you use, it's offensive, and it really offends me deeply. And because of their relationship with me and respect for me, and seeing that there is a, it's acceptable to have a standard, they actually were able to prevent themselves from saying it in my presence with no problem. And as much as people don't, as much as we don't offer people the opportunity to do the right thing, we sometimes will get upset and angry with others, when really it was our job to tell them what we required or what standard we expect from them. And I would tell you that I absolutely love the work that I've done with them. Some of them have gone on to do very great things, and I'm proud of each of them for the different ways that they respected me. But I also am proud that they were able to, in a relationship, see the importance of respecting the other person's wishes and standards, and in those cases when they struggled. So of course, even after the 3 months, someone would slip up, especially because some of these words are part of their routine, but they would apologize. They would be like, oh man, my bad. Or, you know, they would make a joke out of it, but they would always make sure that I was okay related to what they were saying. And so I think as we enter into different types of relationships, regardless of if it's intimate, business, family, friends, we have to set the standard, and we have to let people know what our expectations are by being honest, and then being consistent when it is being crossed, or having a consequence when it's being crossed. And I hope that makes sense to you. Make sure you acknowledge, when you're talking about caring for yourself in relationships, make sure you acknowledge what your needs are, and make it clear to other people that according to those needs is how you're going to be able to exist within this relationship. All right. So that being said, let's move to today's topic, which is breaking up. So I think we talked a little bit about breakups before, but just not in so much detail. Or not exactly the way we're going to talk about it today. So today we're going to talk about it in terms of mending our heart and looking at opportunities to take back ourselves after a breakup, and to really be able to be mature enough to acknowledge the state of the breakup and how it affected you, and being able to move on, which are all easier said than done. Because so I'm not going to make the assumption that you're going to be able to do these steps the first day you leave a relationship, or month after you leave a relationship. But what I'm saying is that these steps could benefit you in regaining your strength and your identity in terms of a single person or entering back into a different relationship. So what I would say in terms of breaking up, we first have to acknowledge. I absolutely love this song, and I almost started singing, so forgive me. But I guess that's a part about having music in the background, because I am a person who enjoys music and it distracts me very easily. I quickly was about to start singing to you guys, but because we are midway in, I'm not going to stop taping now. And I just hope that you guys will laugh at that. So the first step in terms of getting over a breakup is first to acknowledge the level of despair that you're in, and being able to allow yourself to feel the misery and the hurt that comes from leaving a relationship, regardless of the length and depending upon the length in some cases, because this could have been someone that you felt you were going to spend the rest of your life with. This could have been someone who you connected with very deeply and felt was your best friend. And in a lot of ways, the breakup is a loss that doesn't give you an opportunity to just go back to being quote unquote normal and acting as if someone or something isn't missing in your everyday. So give yourself the space to be hurt, to be in a position to say that this wasn't easy, this isn't easy, and I'm just going to have to do the best I can to get through each moment. I also think that this is important to not beat yourself up on how long it takes. Now, if the relationship was 2 weeks and your misery level has you at 100 a month, 4 or 5 months later, I think it's time to consider getting some support and some help, because it may not have been the actual relationship, but it may have been triggers from the way the relationship ended or something else in your own life that may be difficult, may be struggling, you may really be struggling with related to the breakup. So depending on how long this process or experience was for you, don't beat yourself up too much. But if you feel like it's getting to the point where it is lingering and you can't find yourself or can't find ways to get out of it, it is okay to go talk to someone and see if they can help you see what is going on, as well as if some of these issues are not even about the breakup and just about needing an emotional space to let go of things from our own experience in childhood. So don't beat yourself up. Feel what you need to feel. There will be a time when you feel like, okay, the breakup is over. I made it through the first stage, which is kind of just this sorrowsome moment of just not being able to be yourself because you don't know or don't feel like everything is the way it should be. So there will be that stage, but after that, there's this stage of what next? And when we get to that what next stage, we have to also make sure we don't skip the opportunity to see what lessons we could learn from the relationship that we were just in. So I have the privilege of working with a lot of different types of personality, and right now I'm working with someone who actually went through a divorce and then is now dating, and she literally started dating immediately after the divorce. And one of the things that we're talking about is giving herself this time to see the lessons from the previous relationship so that she doesn't relive the same relationship just with a different person. And so what we're going back and doing now, even while she's dating, because I'm not a person who tells you to stop what you're doing, but I think we can benefit from learning lessons from what we've experienced. And so one of the things that we're doing is actually creating a list of things that she learned about herself, both good and bad, as well as she learned about her needs in within a relationship. And so now we can actually literally look at who you were in the relationship, who you want to be in a relationship with, but also you get to learn lessons and not make those same mistakes again. So it's the concept of, you know, the breakup was sad and it served you some sour lemons, and now you, instead of looking at it as having lemons, you're making lemonade. And I just thought about that. Maybe I shouldn't use that analogy because of Beyonce, but whatever. The reality is that when we have a relationship that may have served us some very sour moments, some heartbreaking moments, we also still have an opportunity to learn from that relationship. And it's okay to look back and see not only what the person may have done to hurt you, but also some things that you could have done differently within that relationship. Because believe it or not, the person that you have to live with is you. And if you are doing things that could constantly be sabotaging the healthiness of a relationship, It's not going to just go away if you change the person. It has to be something that you actively work on. So give yourself a chance to go back, look at the relationship, and really see what lessons you can get from it and also what things you can learn to strengthen yourself as an individual. Earlier, we talked about being able to know yourself and with the self-love, being able to acknowledge what your needs are and being very clear about what your needs are. And the next stage, after you kind of look at your lessons, kind of determine what you want in this thing called a relationship and what a relationship would look like for you if it was its healthiest and happiest. And then really start to say, you know, what do I need to make sure that in the next relationship, the lessons that I've learned or the things that I did and or was done to me, I don't allow them in this one. And part of that is really creating sort of a informal or formal list that says these are the things that I can handle or these are the things I can't handle. And sometimes we have to be willing to acknowledge that there are some areas that we just cannot be negotiable on because it will constantly affect the relationship. So for example, one of the things in my latter part of dating when I was single was I got to the point where I acknowledged that there is an important part of me that needed them to have the same beliefs as I do and or believe as I do in a certain area. And I really felt strongly about it when it came to my relationship with God. And so I eventually stopped dating anyone who also wasn't within my religion. And that's not to say people can't have relationships from who have different religions. It's to say that I determined for myself that it was extremely important that that area be shared within my marriage. And so therefore, it was no more reason for me to date anyone that wasn't within that same belief system. And so that's just an example of being able to set a standard based off of a lesson that I might have learned in previous relationship and just saying, now moving forward, this has got to be important to me because it's really not a negotiable area, even though I may have thought it was prior to that relationship. The other thing is, now it's time to be glad that the relationship is over. I know that this doesn't sound good, but it really does feel good to know that you survived. You've made it. You got out. And whatever that means in terms of survival for you, it's not all negative. It might mean that you were able to love someone deeply and have different lives that couldn't match up, but you've moved on and you're okay and you can be friends and or you can acknowledge that that person was a good person, just not the person for you. So being able to be okay that it's over becomes a very important stage, especially when we're trying to move on or trying to give ourselves an opportunity to move on. So really looking at, you know, I felt bad. After I felt bad, I looked at and learned some lessons from it. And then now I'm at the stage where, based off of those lessons, I can create a list to say no more. And then at some point, I can actually say that, man, I'm through this. I've gotten through it, and I'm going to be okay, regardless of what I might have thought after I immediately lost the person in my life in terms of being with them. So really get to that point where you are actually going to be okay and feel okay about it being over. That doesn't mean that it wasn't tough. Doesn't mean that you don't probably at moments miss that person, but it does mean that I am glad that it's over. And so some of you are probably saying, but what if I'm not glad it's over? It was like the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, all those types of things. Well, the reality is that that could be the case. However, if it was the best thing that happened to you, you have to consider, did you do all that you could to make it work? And if you were the only one trying to make it work, then maybe possibly it wasn't the best relationship, or it could have some toxic portions of the relationship. So being able to be honest with yourself when you start telling yourself that I'm not really over it, or I can't get over this because it was the best thing that happened to me. The best things that happen to us don't end and or don't look like breakups. They actually evolve into friendships. They evolve into a stronger relationship, but both parties need to participate in making the change if they are going to be in that relationship. So if you feel strongly that you're not over it and not going to ever be over it, and you actively try to be in a relationship with a person and they're not putting any effort towards it, I really recommend that you go and talk to someone to get some support related to moving through this and getting to a point where you can acknowledge that maybe something needs to change for you to be healthy and happy and to have the relationship that you deserve. Now, not everybody likes this, but at some point you got to get back out there. So after you are happy that it's over, if you haven't already started getting back out there, it's time to consider, I need to date again. I need to date again and to take the time I need to date. I don't need to possibly jump right into a relationship, but I can get to know people. I can get to interact with new people who might actually represent what I want in the future for myself. And or I might get an opportunity to really meet someone that nurtures and meets the standards that I need in terms of being happy. So get back out there and get out there with a very healthy standard that says that not everyone that I'm going to date do I have to end up in a long-term relationship with. That sometimes a date is really just a date and it's an opportunity to enjoy yourself and to have a good time and to start to spend some time outside of yourself with someone else. So I'm a believer that, and everyone's different, I'm a believer that you should date and that you should spend your single life enjoying and meeting a multitude of people so that you can really determine what type of person you want to be with and not just get into a relationship with every single person you date. So there would be times when I was dating several people at the same time. Now, mind you, everyone was aware, so it wasn't like these secret dating, and it wasn't like we were in a relationship, but we were going out on dates. And as we were going out on dates, I was getting to know them, or they were getting to know me, and we were basically determining if we were a match, and if we weren't, we could move on, but we also enjoyed a few times together, a few moments that could be memorable or not so much. You might also learn what you don't like in some of them. So I went on dates where literally I realized that chewing can be a very important part of my dating experience, where depending on how a person eats, it does bother me. And that might seem simple to someone else, but I didn't know that until I got a chance to really start to date and get to explore and having conversations and getting to know people and how people live. It really did help me to really create this relationship with myself and an understanding of what I really want and need in order to be my best self in a relationship with someone that I was going to be serious with. And I think that it's important that when we talk about breakups, we give ourselves the time and give ourselves the time to really feel whatever emotions we're getting from the initial breakup. Don't try to rush yourself through it. Just do what you need to get through it. Really look at making sure that you are learning from your relationship and then getting to the point where you can start to use what you learn to benefit the next stage of your relationship. Take care of yourself, acknowledge what your needs are, who you are, what you need in a relationship, and then finally get back out there and really start to enjoy the possibility of something new. And so I hope that gives you a little bit of a starting point on how to deal or survive after a breakup. There's no perfect way to do it. There's no right or wrong way to do it. So take the time and the things that you need to be your best self, but remember that you can and will get through it with whatever support and love you need, and just be well and take care of yourself when we are looking at breakups and the loss of breakups. Right, that being said, you guys know that, again, hashtag RS lunch date. Remember that you can ask questions, send me a tweet, like us on Facebook, do a number of different things to interact with me throughout the week, or go ahead and even, I think, within the blog talk, you can actually make a comment if you like the page and things like that. So, again, everyone, I'm excited. I actually have some upcoming events that really are an opportunity for me to continue to grow the business and to continue to have people look at and be exposed to RS Counseling and Wellness Center. For those who don't know, we are looking for a contractor in terms of a fee-for-service therapist. I posted on our Facebook page for those who might be interested in sharing it. We are in the Cinnamons in New Jersey, which is like South Jersey / Philadelphia area. So if you have a New Jersey license in terms of an LPC, LCSW, or any other license-related therapy service, please feel free to send your resume and or to spread the word to your peers. That being said, we're also still doing our membership with RS Women Enrichment Community. The membership is still an exciting opportunity for women. Right now, we don't have any promotions running, but it's still so affordable that even without a promotion, it's worth every penny. Again, with that membership, you get an opportunity to work with one of the coaches here at RS Counseling and Wellness Center. You get a monthly group coaching with myself, which is an awesome opportunity for us to do some interactive activities, as well as to even do a conference call that gives people a chance to see what we worked on throughout the week in the weekly groups, because we have weekly groups and they're surrounding personal development or some level of wellness. And we are definitely excited to offer different things like the previous courses for vision boards, personal development course, the RS community career development course, as well as anytime you become a member, you get 10% off any additional individual counseling or coaching sessions, 25% off of our RS counseling and wellness, women's retreat and conferences. And then it's just so much stuff that I can't even begin to mention it all in this short time. But go ahead and check out our page. It's rsdevelopment.org. Go to the Become a Member. If you scroll down after you finish reading, if you just want to scroll down and get right to purchasing, you can scroll down and go to the checkout option. And once you actually become a member, you'll get an email, you'll get entered right into the system, and then you'll start seeing myself or another coach will reach out to you, and you'll have your first intake, which is an individual coaching session, and they'll actually work on making sure that this community works specifically for your needs in terms of personal development. Again, fellas, if you are listening and you know someone you love that's a female or a woman who would benefit from a RS Women's Enrichment Community, feel free to purchase a membership for them. I think that it's an awesome opportunity for women to look at taking care of themselves in a way that suits their schedule. That being said, I hope you all go ahead and look at the page, view the page, and get interested and excited as I am. So, that being said, I think I've hit every part that I could regarding that. I have, in about 2 weeks, I'll be going to the National Conference on Race and Ethnicities to talk about Black Girl Blues, which is depression in the Black female student. After that, I also will be training to be a mental health first aid youth instructor, where I'll be training people how to respond to adolescents and young people who might have a mental health crisis. This is Mental Health Awareness Month, and if you go to my Facebook page, like it if you haven't already. I'm doing at least 10 slots for free in terms of becoming a mental health first aider. So if you guys are already on Facebook, you're already entered in it and you didn't even know it. But also if you haven't, you can go ahead and like it, because on May the 31st, I'll be selecting 10 different individuals to have a free slot within my mental health first aid course that will be starting in August. So go ahead, like us on Facebook, get an opportunity to win, an opportunity to help others, and to really learn some really good information. Also, on June the 25th, we will be having our first open house slash wellness fair here in my Cinnamon Scent office, and I will definitely get you more information on it as it draws closer. But we will be doing promotional activities, promotional giveaways. We'll be doing an actual presentation on every top of the hour regarding personal development. And I'm just extremely excited because we'll be working with my other coaches that are here, as well as I'm getting an opportunity to have some other people come in and support us. So I will definitely give you more information on that as time goes. All that being said, this is all about social wellness, and I want you guys to remember that the reason for this show is really to make sure that we take care of ourselves. And remember, self-love always is the foundation of a healthy interaction. So be well, and I will see you guys next week. Be well.